Was there ever an aha moment for you on this issue, or was there ever like a point at which you can like kind of pinpoint when you kind of started to come out in favor of legalization, or really started to formulate thoughts around it?
It's about human beings. It's about a million fathers that can't hug their kids because they're behind bars. It's about those, you know, 13,000 Californians 2 years ago that were arrested for felonies that now when they're asking for a job have to sign that box, which means they ain't gonna ever get that job, and their economic prospects are destroyed and their kids' prospects are significantly destroyed. I mean, to me, I don't want to be righteous about it. I love some of the punditry out there says, well, why are you focused on this? This should be your top priority. How can the hell not? You got people literally incarcerated, people that are no longer free, that are behind bars, whose lives are being completely destroyed because they didn't have a shot of Jack Daniels. They vaped on the sidewalk, but they didn't look like me. And that kind of, you know, I get animated about that. Why the hell else am I in this business? To me, it's about social justice. It's about righting wrongs. You got to step in. But my knock on the politicians is, this is happening. The world you're living in is the world you're actually living in. And if you can support the status quo, I want to have a debate with you. Because you may not know what's really going on. And if you know what's going on and you're not offering an alternative, then I don't think you're doing your job. And so it's one thing to say you're opposed to something, but I think you have an obligation to say, well, here's what I'm for that's different than the status quo. So, you know, again, politics is tough business. It's based on incentives. We tend to do what we are incentivized to do. And I get why there's not a lot of incentives to come out for legalization, because there's a lot of interest groups that you'll pay a price for having that point of view. I know exactly what to expect in that respect, in that light. But I also think you pay a price to your conscience. You got to sleep, not just proverbial sleep at night. You got to look back and say, you know what? I had a chance to make a difference, you know, I tried. Or, you know, I walked away and I abdicated responsibility. I want people to come out against the initiative, come out for it. And if you come out against it, I'm all ears. You got a better idea, let's hear it. But just to walk away from this, say it's not my issue, when it is, because it's about your community, it's about your tax dollars. If you're a fiscal conservative, you hate this, the war on drugs. Because all that overtime, all the bureaucracy, all of the criminal justice costs, that must infuriate you. Waste money? I mean, this is the ultimate manifestation of waste, the war on drugs. If you care about poor folks, you care about communities that are marginalized, this got to be your issue. Has to be. Because they're being ravaged. Communities of color are being ravaged by this war on drugs. So I don't care what your political stripes are, you got to step into this debate. Sorry to extend my narrative here, but I'm intense about it.